I'm interviewing Ed Rempel for SaveWithSPP.com. Ed has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years and an accountant for 33 years. He semi-retired in his 50s to focus on his passion for writing after building one of the largest financial planning practices in Canada. On his blog, Unconventional Wisdom, it recently discussed his interesting research which reveals that if you want to withdraw 4% a year from your retirement portfolio and not run out of money in 30 years of retirement, you need to hold significantly more equities than bonds in your portfolio. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, Ed.
Thanks a lot for having me, Cheryl.
So in your research, how do you define a successful retirement?
Okay, yeah, for the purpose of the study, I needed a specific definition, and I defined it as you take the amount of, basically the amount of money that you want, but it's, I put it as 4% of your investments, and being able to, that's how much you withdraw to live on, and you want to be able to increase that by inflation for 30 years. So that should cover retirement for most people.
Many financial planners use the 4% rule, which says that you can, for example, withdraw $40,000 a year plus inflation for life from a $1 million portfolio. How did you test the 4% rule?
All right, yes. Yeah, so it was actually the main focus of my study, specifically looking at that. So I have 146 years of data on stocks, bonds, cash, and inflation. And I look back what would have happened every year in the last 146 years with all the different types of portfolios, and when would we have been successful, and when would we have not. And it was quite surprising, it was very striking how much safer the retirement is when you're heavy in, when you have mostly stocks. And so I think most people would have thought the opposite, that it's safer in bonds, but it was very striking that it was safer in stocks.
To what extent is that success linked to whether or not retirees follow the common rule of thumb that suggests they don't invest more than 100 minus their age, for example, 70% in bonds and 30% in stock at age 70?
Yeah, so I call it the age rule, and the age rule I found to be even less effective than, you know, just having a balanced portfolio. So there you're starting with 70% bonds at age 70, for example, and it's, and you're having more and more bonds as you get older. With a portfolio like that, your success rate was actually much lower on the 4% rule. So in reality, I think you should take a much lower, you should take a significantly lower amount of income if you want this to be sustainable for 30 years.
So what is the stock bond allocation with the highest success rate? For example, again, going back to our earlier definition as having enough money to withdraw 4% annually plus inflation for 30 years.
Okay, the highest was with 70% or more in stocks. Mm-hmm. And that's with a 4% withdrawal rate. And when I ran, I also ran, different withdrawal rates and different strategies. And with a higher withdrawal rate, like 5 or 6%, then it was, you know, the 90 to 100% in stocks that was successful. And I think the point about this is that I think everybody kind of knows that stocks can be quite unpredictable short and medium term. But what most people don't know is they're actually pretty predictable as a long-term, they long-term return. They pretty predictably provide a good rate of return long-term. So that's really the reason. That's the reason for it.
If an investor wanted to stick with that 100 minus your age rule of thumb, let's say, and they had a portfolio of 70% and 30% equities at age 70, what percentage of assets could that person safely withdraw annually?
I would suggest that for people using the age rule, they should go with a 3% rule and not a 4% rule. They're actually significantly at risk with all those bonds. And incidentally, the times when bonds did worse were, like, bonds tend to really get killed whenever there was inflation anywhere in the 30-year period. But also, when we start with such low interest rates like we have today, periods in the past that started with very low interest rates like the 50s, ended up with a very high failure rate. So I think that's why you need to go with I think 3% would be a good number for if you're following the age rule.
And what if you're super conservative and you're just holding bonds and GICs? What percentage of your account could you safely draw down each year?
Sorry, I didn't miss what you just said.
What about